This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Investigation Discovery's hit series People Magazine Investigates is back for a third season. Each week featuring compelling stories of ordinary people thrust into the spotlight following notorious crimes. Through the lens of People's trusted journalist, each hour-long episode takes viewers to the heart of the crime and is interlaced with archival footage, dramatic recreations, and emotional interviews with those closest to the case. With new facts and firsthand accounts revealing the shocking twists and surprises they discovered along the way. Elaine Aradias, staff writer at People Magazine, is part of the award-winning People True Crime team, and she's with us next on today's This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Combine People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of Investigation Discovery, and you've got America's most watched true crime network. You've got the hit series People Magazine Investigates, a brand new season, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, only on Investigation Discovery. Compelling stories of ordinary people thrust into the spotlight following notorious crimes through the lens of People's trusted journalist. Stories come to life with archival footage, dramatic revelations. We'll see emotional interviews of those closest to the case. Now, featured on People Magazine Investigates is Elaine Aradias, staff writer at People Magazine, where she covers crime and breaking news. Elaine has traveled across the country reporting on some of the biggest stories, the Dark Knight shooting in Aurora, Colorado, the escape of three Cleveland girls who were held captive for more than a decade. She frequently writes about missing children, sexual assault survivors, and cold cases. You've seen Elaine on Good Morning America, Dateline, Today Show, Crime and Justice with Ashley Banfield and others. Published in the New York Times and LA Times, she's worked at the Orlando Sentinel and San Antonio Express News, a BA in art from the University of Texas at Austin, and a master's degree from Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. People Magazine Investigates, an all-new season on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and People's Elaine Aradias with us on This Week in America. Elaine, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to a new season, off to a great start so far. And I read an interview with Jess Cagle, the narrator, People editor-in-chief, and he says, this season of People Magazine Investigates is the best yet. As I mentioned, very strong start to the season. What all are we going to see during the course of the season? And do you feel that this really, I mean, so far it looks like it could be the best season yet. You've got, I believe, 15 episodes this season. What all are we going to see?
I know. People love a crime story. You know, we have an upcoming episode about a girl who was found raped and murdered, and, you know, lots of twists and turns. And I think, you know, that's something that you connect with, right? Whether
yes.
you went to college, because, you know, she was a college student. We have a guy who went fishing, and his wife was worried because he never returned home. And the police thought that, okay, he drowned and he was eaten by alligators. This happened in Florida, which this can happen. But the man's mother was not convinced of that theory. So we have that. But then we even dive into the Manson case, you know, about did he have more victims, you know, in the summer of 69. And I think that's the thing with this season. We are sort of touching on things that feel familiar, things that you know, but then also just little stories that you wish you had read about before.
Talk about the format of the series, the presentation, because literally for that hour, we feel like we're there. We're sort of immersed in this whole crime investigation along with you.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, one of the main things is that because they interview the reporter that did the reporting, right?
Yes.
And when you work on a story, you get invested. You are meeting these people who are in pain, and they're reliving the most painful moment of their life. And I think, so as a reporter, you're really invested in their stories. You want to make sure that everyone connects with them the way that you have. So, you know, so that is, I think, what makes it very compelling, because you have, you know, the victim's family members talking to you, and clearly you can see how difficult it is. Then you have the reporter who's telling you, help guiding you, and, you know, telling you some tidbits that didn't quite make the story, or, you know, something behind the scenes. And, you know, and then, I mean, it's just like a team effort. You know, and the police want to, you know, showcase what they were able to do in sort of solving this crime, this mystery that you've given over, you know, an hour of your evening. But it's so compelling, and you're ready to get back the following week.
Yes, you can't wait for the next week to pass so that you can get to the new episode. We're talking about the all-new season of the hit series People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery. Monday nights, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Among those featured, Elaine Aradias, staff writer at People Magazine. I mentioned in the beginning this combination. This almost seems like the ideal match. We've got People Magazine and this true award-winning true crime team that you have there, and Investigation Discovery and this amazing platform they have. This really is the perfect network for this program, isn't it?
It really is, and they're so... They, you know, when we're talking about the upcoming season, you know, and we're saying, you know what, we have this story. What do you think? And they're more visual, right?
Yes.
With the ID, they can see how this story will play out. But, you know, a story is a story. It's so amazing to pitch your story, and you're telling them, and you're, you know, it's almost like campfire, right? Campfire storytelling, and you're just like, okay, and then this happened. And then, you know, and everyone's leaning in. And so the combination of the reporter and editor side where, you know, crime, we have covered some of the biggest headlines, you know, in our history. And so we know how to tell a story. And then to work with Discovery, they're just amazing in sort of putting these episodes together. And even the ones that I've worked on where I'm like, oh, what's going to happen next? You know, that's just how good they are.
You know, that's interesting because as you're watching, there are always shocking twists, surprising facts, and you're thinking, wow, I didn't see that coming. Is that sort of the same way for you and reporters as you're putting this together? Do you feel those same emotions that, wow, this piece fits together now and I didn't think it was going to?
I can't say it happens on every story, but I'm working on a story now. I'm out of Austin, Texas, that I've been investigating, and you know, and I'm talking to different people, and you know, and it's a murder for hire story, and it's sort of, you know, it plays out like you think it's going to. Well, because I can't quite talk about it completely. I talked to a family member, and when I got off the phone, I was like, my eyes were as white as saucers, you know. And it's funny, yes, because you're sitting there on the phone talking to them, and you're like, okay, you know, just letting them talk, letting them tell you everything, and then you hang up, and you're like, I did not see that coming. And it happens, you know? So I think that helps, you know, with these stories. I mean, I think, you know, because we do go through lots of stories, and you're like, well, I don't think there's enough twists and turns. But, yeah, you know it when it happens. You're like, okay, that one. We're gonna put a flag on that, and we'll come, yes, back to it.
Well, let's talk about story selection, because you can pick up the paper literally every day and find probably a dozen or so compelling stories that, okay, I bet there's more there. This would make a good story. How do you go about, when you go in and the pitch the story, what are some of the elements you're looking for in a story that you think will play well on People Magazine Investigates?
Well, Me personally, I look for stories, you know, it's almost like the seven deadly sins. Any of those sort of everyone can relate to. Those are themes that everyone can relate to. So, you know, greed, lust, all of those things, if that's in your story and it has a twist and turn, you can guarantee that people are going to be interested, you know? So
yes.
Universal themes, you know, there's a reason why they, you know, those stories are told over and over again, because everyone can relate.
When they say, yes, let's go ahead and do this, I assume that's when the real work begins. What happens at that point? Because you've got sort of this, the shell of a story, now you have to go out, fill it in, make it compelling for a 60-minute television presentation on People Magazine Investigates. Talk about the field work involved in the research and actually putting the story together that we watch Monday nights at 10 o'clock.
I mean, I think everything starts with the crime, right?
Yes.
So you really have to go back to that moment, get the police report, get all the documents that you can, and lay it out. You know, it's almost like you kind of have a little bit of a war room, so to speak. You're pulling out all of the players involved. And then it's almost like they're the center of the wheel, right? And you start contacting all of their family members and friends, you know? And you just start interviewing everybody. And sometimes, you know, you do an interview and it's 5 minutes long and you're like, okay, that wasn't really anything. And then sometimes they're an hour long interview, or when you're really lucky, the person invites you over and you say, yes, so we're going to go have coffee and you're going to tell me everything and you're going to show me photos and you're going to give me all the backstory. And so, you know, and like, you're just compiling everything. And then, you know, you're sort of sitting with your editors saying, okay, we've got, you know, this exclusive interview. She's never told anyone this. And sometimes these are stories that are 10 years old, right? But you found the person that maybe they weren't ready to talk as soon as it happened, but time has now passed, and they want to share their story for whatever reason. And or, you know, maybe they had watched all of the media at that time sort of tell a story that they're like, you know, if the public knew this, then maybe they would think differently, you know?
Yes.
So people come out and share their stories for different reasons. And so, you know, once you have, you know, a mountain of information, then to me, that's actually the fun part. Then the hard part is sort of sifting through all of it and finding that one quote or the one sound bite that, you know, tells the whole story.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there are times when you've got like this great 6-hour episode that you've got to get down to like 1 hour. That's got to be difficult to go back and to cut everything down when you've got so much, in many cases, great material to work with.
And I think that's the beauty of Discovery. They know how to do that. And every reporter, you know, thinks their story should be, you know, a novel.
Yes.
But, you know, thankful editors, they're like, well, we can, you know, take this out. And, you know, People Magazine, you know, we have, you know, we tell our stories in 2 pages, 4 pages, but that's also the beauty. Every word counts. If you read our articles, they're just packed with information. There's no empty words. And I think that's what happens on TV also. It's every soundbite, every quote from these people, you're getting the full story, and that's why you feel so satisfied at the end.
We've got a minute or so left in the program. Let's talk about your involvement with People Magazine. By the way, still the most popular magazine in the world, I think, been around since 1974. So many platforms besides People Magazine investigate so many, I mean, every day you're reporting on various social platforms about crimes across the country. As a crime reporter, what is this like for you, that you have so many outlets that you can tell these stories?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny, especially, you know, coming from, you know, becoming a journalism student, you know, going to journalism school, I don't even think they were prepared for all of the platforms. And now, you know, I mean, I have a Twitter account, and so if I'm, like, at the scene of a crime, which I have been, unfortunately, you know, in the sense of I go out to, when there's a shooting, I've flown out across the country and, you know, I've been at the scene hours later, and I can tweet out what is happening in real time, or I spoke to this person and, you know, I'm getting this information that I need to get out immediately, like maybe from a press conference. But then I've met someone who was a witness and I sit down with her and she shares her story with me. And on my phone, I can write up a story. I send to my editor. My editor posts it at people.com. I retweet it out. Then I take photos and I put it on my Instagram or my Facebook, you know, all the different social media platforms. And then a year later, they're putting it on, you know, one of,
yes,
you know, an episode of People Magazine Investigates. I mean, what you can do with one story is unbelievable now, but your brain is also sort of always working on, you know, the goal is to get information out to people, meaning readers. And so all of this that's available to me is great. You know, as a journalist, I want to tell you a story and I want you to have the most information.
Well, and you do that mm-hmm. so well. And if you go to People Magazine, you can find out all the various social platforms available. The specific one we're talking about is the all-new season, third season of the hit series People Magazine Investigates, only on Investigation Discovery, Mondays 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Elaine Aradia, staff writer at People Magazine, with us on the program today. Elaine, looking forward to the continuation of Season 3. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest price.
prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been called a blend of feisty and fair. You've never seen courtroom drama quite like this, different from other court shows. Lauren Lake's paternity court acts only on family issues. No battles over rent money or damages caused by a car accident. These emotional cases can have life-changing consequences for participants, sometimes new beginnings for individuals. Lauren Lake's Paternity Court is a two-time Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated daily courtroom show. Judge Lake is a multifaceted television personality, originally from Detroit, a graduate at the University of Michigan, earning a law degree at Wayne State University, a member of the New York, New Jersey, and Michigan bars with concentrations in family, criminal, and entertainment law. Fascinating background. A former professional singer, songwriter, producer, sang background for P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. Highly sought-after speaker, lecturer, best-selling author, her 2009 book, Girl, Let Me Tell You, and interior design expert, host of HGTV, Spice Up My Kitchen, for 6 seasons, the HGTV Showdown Champion, 2 consecutive years, go-to media resource for legal and relationship issues, and dedicated to empowering women. Judge Lake is the creator of Limitless Live and co-founder of the Women in Entertainment Empowerment Network. Judge Lauren Lake, presiding judge, executive producer of Lauren Lake's Paternity Court, check local listings for station and time, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me, Rick.
What a fascinating program. All the good that you've been able to do now in the 6th season. But what's interesting is I'm reading what this advocacy for you started way back in preschool when you challenged nap time.
You're exactly right. That was it. I started a mutiny, Rick. I was like, nap time is for when you're tired. And we're not tired, so we shouldn't have to take naps. I never forget. The preschool called my parents and they were like, we don't know if we can deal with this.
Well, you know, it makes perfect sense. Time for a nap. I'm not tired. It seems logical. Okay, then I really don't need nap time right now. But that started, it launched you on this amazing career. And as I'm watching the program, it's interesting because these are not actors you have on the show. This is not scripted. These are real people with real issues. They're trying life-changing issues they're trying to deal with.
Absolutely. Real people, real drama. And we say that often. We couldn't write the stuff that we hear in paternity court. These are people who are going through life each and every day and making mistakes and trying to figure it out. And I think that's why so many viewers relate to our families and root for our families, is because it is real. And whether you have a paternity issue in your life or not, I always say we're probably each about 6 degrees of separation from a paternity issue, whether we know it or not. But even if we've never experienced in our own life, we can relate to the issues that are involved in the relationship that we see play out on the show, whether it's infidelity or mistrust or a breakdown of the foundation of the relationship, whatever that may be. People root for our families because they relate to them.
And the show is not just about DNA, that aha moment, which you have. We watch to get the advice that you're giving. Talk about that, because you tend to teach each, to treat each one of these as an individual case, and you show some real compassion for the people.
They are, and you're right. We say in our courtroom that we have more than one aha moment. The first aha moment is, of course, are you or are you not the father? But the bigger and the more important aha moment we feel is, now that you have the truth, what are you going to do with it? Because at some point in time, we have to decide to be better. We have to decide to be more. We have to decide to use the resources, the truths that are in our lives to propel us into living a better life, the life we dreamed of for ourselves. And so that's what I'm most proud of about this show, is that David Armour, our executive producer, gives me time each and every show after that verdict is read, after that DNA evidence is revealed, to talk to people about how to move forward. Because at the end of the day, I want them to leave the courtroom better than they came in. And I want them to be empowered and inspired that our mistakes don't have to define us. They truly can refine us if we're willing to learn the lessons.
And when the program's over, it's not just have a safe trip home. You really have resources there for them in the studio. You oftentimes talk with the people that have been on the program. There are resources available, so there's a follow-up involved to make sure they understand the truth and how to incorporate that into their lives.
You're exactly right. As soon as our families leave the courtroom, they meet with Dr. Jeff, our resident psychologist, and they go into counseling immediately. And Dr. Jeff talks through the issue with them, talks through the results with them, talks to them and helps them understand how they make that first step forward in figuring out how to move on through life, how to get along with their family, how to accept the result. Because even if it's a result they wanted, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy reconnecting that relationship, you know, figuring out how to get to know one another better. And so it's important that we do that. We also offer up GED courses. We send people back to college, back to school. We get them parenting courses. We point them to resources in their home state that can help them, because we know this is a journey, and we want them to know that we are supporting them in every way we can.
Got a couple minutes left in the interview. Let's go back and talk about your expectations when the series started September 23rd, 2013. Did you have any idea you really would be reuniting hundreds, I think over 600 families now? You would have thousands of people trying to get on the program. Did you have any idea the impact this show would have?
I only hoped, I only prayed, Rick, that this would have the impact that it's having. I could have never in my wildest dreams known that 6 seasons later, we would have people, thousands, almost 10,000 people some seasons, trying to be a part of the show, and that this show would be so powerful in helping families realize their true potential, that we can always make the decision to forgive, to reconnect, to find out the truth, to move forward.
Lauren Lake, our guest on This Week in America, presiding judge, executive producer, season 6, 2-time Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated daily courtroom show, Lauren Lake's Paternity Court. Check your local listings for time and station. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.